WRJN AccuWeather forecast. Considerable cloudiness today, although it may clear a bit at times. The high temperature 19 inland to 25 lakeside. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight, low 5 inland to 10 lakeside. Tomorrow clouds giving way to sunshine, high 17. Then Wednesday, bitterly cold with times of clouds and sunshine. High temperature only about 16 degrees. AccuWeather real field temperatures in the single digits. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. Right now we've got cloudy skies in Kenosha, 21 degrees. It is 24 with clouds at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 22 and partly sunny at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, and at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine. At WRJN, partly sunny, 22 degrees. The wind is out of the west at 10 miles an hour, giving us a wind chill index of 11 degrees. Didn't have a wind chill in the Sunshine State. So happy to have the WCI at 11 on this particular day. Dew point, 14 degrees. Relative humidity, 71%. And the barometric pressure is rising. Gah. You missed me, didn't you? At 30.01. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin for, thank God, it's Monday, December 12, 2016, the only 12-12-2016 in the history of humanity. Let us choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great week.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, all you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you better get to it. All of your family has to kill to survive, and just waiting for their big day to arrive. But if you are after, you better be alive. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. I hear you saying that the shoes are right when you're older and are better than us. Spend all your money getting so convinced that you never even thought of us. Sometimes I wonder if we're living in the same land. Why'd you wanna be my friend when I like the children running out of hands? Welcome to the working week. Oh, I welcome to the working week.
The guys who journey through the day with you, Mike, Glenn, Lou, and John, here on your radio friend, WRJN.
Attention all passengers. Flight 268 into Milwaukee is going to be delayed due to inclement weather.
I bet the cold wind's blowing in Milwaukee, and the snow is falling in Eau Claire. And I'm sure up in the Dells, you can hear the Christmas bells in the distance ringing in the air. Madison, the capitals and lights, and all across the dairy land there's peace tonight. It's Christmas in Wisconsin, we're hanging out the wreath, putting stars on top the trees and putting presents underneath. Home for the holidays is the only place to be. And that's Christmas in Wisconsin for me. I'm sure the kids in Fond du Lac are busy building snowmen in the yards. Moms and dads in Baraboo, I know they've been busy too, maxing out their credit cards, waiting for Kris Kringle in the scene. From Kenosha to Superior and every town that's in between. It's Christmas in Wisconsin, snow is falling down. Lambeau Field is spreads a blanket on that sacred ground. Home for the holidays is the only place to be. And that's Christmas in Wisconsin. Lady Smith, they're courting Old Man Winter. And Hayward, they're flirting with Jack Frost. And up in Chippewa Falls, they're decking all the halls. They're skating on the river in a cross. You can feel the magic all across the state. Calling me back home, and I can hardly wait. It's Christmas in Wisconsin, they're hanging out the wreaths, putting stars on top the trees, and putting presents underneath. Home for the holidays is the only place to be. And that's Christmas in Wisconsin. That's Christmas in Wisconsin. That's Christmas in Wisconsin for me.
All right, folks, we're going to start boarding flight 268 to Milwaukee out of gate C7. You light up.
Baby, it's so sharp.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that hola. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Okay, fine. Just another drink then.
Well, that took a lot of convincing.
Oh, baby. It is cold outside. Idina Menzel screwed it up like John Travolta. And Michael Bublé on your radio, friend. It is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on your, thank God, it's Monday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, holiday, lovable package. Glenn Klein back in the saddle. After the big vacation down there in Tampa Bay, FLA, actually, I went all over the state of Florida. It was fantastic. And I flew back to Mitchell on Saturday evening and literally started snowing as soon as I got here, as if to welcome me back for Christmas in Wisconsin. You heard that song from the Mears Brothers. Yeah, I left Tampa. It was 75 and sunny to this. What the hell am I doing here? Having fun, informing you beautiful humans. We got a big program planned for you on this particular Monday. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, the great Tom Carco will be here with the WRJN News Update. And then we'll be speaking to our man from the Wisconsin Mighty 66 District, State Representative Corey Mason, the Democrat. He was in the nation's capital recently and not exactly sure what he was doing there. But we will find out from Corey Mason coming up. Then everything gets truncated. Not truncated, but just moved up when I get to substitute for Mike MC Hammer Clemens, as I did this morning. It was a great way to come back. Have to be up about 3. Snow wasn't plowed yet at the Gingerbread House. But I was on the radio bright and early at 5:30. Mike covered, of course, the Packers' big win last night against the Seattle Seahawks. So when the Packers have a late game or Mike's on the road with them, then I get to pinch hit. So we'll do the community conversation this hour with Corey Mason. Next hour, we will have the Hour of Power an hour early, where we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power. And we'll also have our next installment in the moments in American history and the parallels in American history that led to the election of, it's a historical moment. We had, of course, our first African-American president and could have had our first woman president, but now we will have our first orange president, Donald J. Trump. Coming up January 20th, it ain't going to be boring. So last time, before I went on vacation, I talked about the Great Depression leading to the election of Franklin Delano Roosevelt that bloated the federal government and all these programs that we're still dealing with today, and more so, of course. And so we will have the next phase of what eventually culminated with this historic election. Any way you cut it, 2016 was an election for the record books. This is the first man in the history of the country that has not been in government and has not been a military leader before ascending to the highest office in the land. He is going to be the leader of the free world. A game show host, Celebrity Apprentice. He came out yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace and said basically he is not going to divest himself from his real estate properties or Celebrity Apprentice. Arnold's taken over that thing, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I wonder if he'll be as tough as the Donald when he says, "You're fired." It will be a different accent, that's for sure. People are freaking out, man, still. I want to talk to Corey Mason about this. He was not a happy camper the last time he was here. It was just after the election. But I've got a variety of social network contacts and friends in real life as well who are besides themselves. They can't cope. We were talking during the early morning program that there have been now studies that have indicated that women's sex lives, their libido, is being affected by the fact that Trump's going to be the next president. We have to get a grip, folks. It's rumored, and it's been confirmed, actually, but not announced, that Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, is going to be the Secretary of State, not the Mitt. The Mitt missed out. Mitt Romney had that nice dinner with Reince Priebus and the Donald, swanky New York restaurant. I wonder if they just did that just to give him a little bit of a psychological and public spanking for the way that Romney treated Trump. I've got a friend on social networking that is referring to the president-elect as the Orange Fuhrer. This is not good. We need a strong, loyal opposition. John Kennedy, the senatorial candidate for the Republicans, just won the Louisiana runoff against the Democrat. The Democrats didn't even support the guy. Trump won Louisiana by 20 points. They didn't even send anybody down there to campaign for him. John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, becomes the 52nd Republican senator. The Republicans will hold a majority of 52 to 48 when President Trump takes office on January 20th. But you watch that interview with Trump yesterday. He's just, I mean, for him to say that there is nothing to the allegations that not only did Russia hack into our Democratic National Committee email account in an attempt to apparently swing the election towards Trump. He doesn't know that. It's like when Barack Obama said there was not a smidgen of scandal in the IRS scandal. Or when he said that Hillary had not violated any laws, nor had she committed any problems with her email scandal and had not jeopardized national security. He didn't know that. And now they're just going to investigate. Obama's calling for an investigation to see if Russia did come in on the side of Obama or on the side of Trump. Why just Russia? Couldn't it have been China? We don't know who it was. There is some disagreement in the intelligence community as who was trying to hack into the emails. But this is what they do. They cherry pick. It's like Jill Stein. We got the recount going on right now in this state. It's almost done. Nothing's changed. Pennsylvania turned down Jill Stein's request for a recount there. She has no legitimacy in Michigan. Why do you think that Jill Stein and Hillary's campaign picked us, Michigan, and Pennsylvania? There were other close states, but Hillary won those. This is what I'm talking about, that the Democrats have to get their act together. Because if they don't, we are going to have a one-party ruled country for a long time. It's not just at the federal level where the Republicans have the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And, of course, the judiciary. Trump is going to have his way with Supreme Court nominations. This is huge. Huge. But it's also in the state governments, just like it is here in the great state of Wisconsin. There are 32 states in this country that are controlled by Republican governors, and only 4 states that have Democratic governors and state legislatures. This is not good. They want to blame fake news. Hillary came out while I was on vacation that it was fake news. As if that was the How about you were a horrible candidate, Grandma Hillary? That you made some huge mistakes. Like instead of shoring up Wisconsin and coming here to campaign, she never showed up. She's going to Georgia and Arizona. Now, there's a huge swath of the American population that are tired of the hypocrisy. But Trump is acting like president now, making deals with Carrier, going to the Army-Navy football game. They loved him there, the Donald. Fascinating stuff, really is. As an objective observer of the human condition, I love this stuff. Glad to be back on the radio. It is December 12th. It is National Gingerbread House Day, beautiful humans. Yes, they gave a national holiday for my little house here in southeast Wisconsin.
Like meeting a friend at your favorite coffee shop. WRJN, your radio friend.
It is 9:30, and it is time for the great Tom Carco and the WRJN News Update. Right around the bend.
Because farm is in our name, you know that we're the experts when it comes to animals.
Thank you, weather forecast. Winter hasn't officially started just yet, but it's here. And temperatures will probably not get above freezing the entire week. Maybe a close call next Saturday, but most days will be in the 20s, and in fact, Wednesday and Thursday not getting out of the teens. Today, a lot of cloudiness, high 19 inland, 25 lakeside. Could be some clearing later, mostly cloudy tonight, low 5 to 10. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to sun, high 17, then bitterly cold Wednesday with the wind blowing. Times of clouds and sunshine, high only about 16 degrees. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 21 degrees. In Burlington, 25. Milwaukee, 22. And Racine is 22. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
75 in Tampa.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem.
Why isn't it your problem?
It's not my problem.
It's not my problem.
You were there.
I'm just reporting the news.
You were there.
The weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was there.
Yeah.
What a great vacation.
I've never been there. And
you've never
probably,
been?
No.
You never been to Florida?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, you got to get to Florida. go to the beaches. You and the missus.
I've been to the Carolina beaches.
Yeah, you got to go to Florida. Florida beaches are the best. St. Pete, Clearwater, voted the best in the country every
year.
Let's
see.
Have a little drink.
Sand.
With the little umbrellas coming out of the drinks.
Annoying people. They're all there.
A lot of Wisconsin people.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, they are.
Wisconsinites travel well.
They really do.
To other places.
They really do. And yes.
In cold weather.
Yeah, it got cold. But I had a great time. We had the Klein family reunion. All six of our kids met at Dawn's and with their spouses.
Okay.
Then we had the Klein Family League, the KFL. I had T-shirts made.
Oh.
And we have half the Kleins on one team and half on the other. And then we compete in all the games. And we keep standings and stuff. There were only two major fights during the entire weekend.
I was going to say, did you use all the bail money?
Yeah. No, we didn't have any bail money. But there was some disagreements on some of the rules of the games that we were playing. I went to bed early one night. I missed one of the disagreements. It wouldn't have happened if I was up.
I see.
I had to shut the other one down. Some of the brothers got into it a little bit. You know, you have a couple of pops and weather's warm. People are a little dehydrated. But I spent the weekend with my family. We had a big happy hour with a lot of my old friends before the weekend started. And then I went to the East Coast and saw some friends. I was on Lake Worth in a friend of mine's billion-dollar friend's apartment that overlooks Lake Worth. This is the same lake that Mar-a-Lago is on, the president-elect's situation down there in Florida. There were two yachts parked right in front of their apartment, and it was Tiger Woods' yacht, nose-to-nose with his ex-wife's. And then on Friday, so just this last week, I got my second only tattoo, and I would like to show it to you right now.
Oh, dear heavens!
It's very sore, but I got to take this jacket off carefully.
I hope it's on his arm.
It is.
Good.
Check it out. Please subscribe to the beautiful humans.
Jeez,
how cool is that?
It's the Cubby Bear.
It's the old Cubs sleeve print. The patch from when I was a kid and when the Cubs broke my heart the first time in 1969. Ernie Banks wore this. Billy Williams wore this. Ron Santo, Glenn Beckert, Don Kessinger, Fergie Jenkins, Bill Hans, Phil Regan, Ted Abernathy.
I remember those guys.
Yeah. I'm older than I sound. Not that I look. But I'm older than I sound. No, this was it. This was the commemoration of the Cubs' big World Series victory. Turned out pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. Looking forward to seeing you at the Gingerbread House Saturday night for the big party.
It ought to be rocking.
It will
based
be.
Based on what you're telling us.
And it is National Gingerbread House Day today. How nice of them to make a national holiday in honor of my little home here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Okay, before we go, quickly, by the way, the snow emergency in Kenosha is ending at 10 o'clock.
Just, oh, thank God.
And most everybody is ending their snow emergencies as they get everything, you know, plowed off. So 10 o'clock in Kenosha. They had it up till noon, I think, in Pleasant Prairie. So it's eventually just all fading away. So
I wonder if Representative Corey Mason will use the snow as an excuse for not coming in to the station this morning.
He
will be on the phone, though. After WRJ uncovers the Packers' big win yesterday against the formerly vaunted Seattle Seahawks.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.